You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Talofa Lava, happy Samoan Language Week 2021 to you all. To commemorate this important week in our country's calendar, I chatted with Minister for Pacific Peoples, Opito William Seor, about the theme for this year's Samoan Language Week and how language connects us with our identity. This year's Samoan Language Week is about building inner strength and well-being. Can you take us through this theme?
So the theme is that was organised by three organisations, Whangasā, who are the Fraternity of Samoan Teachers in New Zealand, Sāsia, who is the National Organisations for Samoan Early Childhood Education, and Whutua Malama, which is the teachers' organisations that deal with secondary schools. They came up with the theme, Bōbōle loto I whale, ola manuia le anu whale. In English, strengthen the post of your house for all to thrive. I have, when I launched Samoan Language Week on Saturday at Papatoetoe High School, I asked our students to use that symbolism to mean that the posts are themselves. And the question I would ask for them, and the challenge, is how do you become strong and steadfast like a post so that you're able to ensure that you are working hard to ensure that your family thrive? And I said to them, one of the ways that can do so is to find their mana. And everybody has mana, but when you are clear about your mana, you are strong and steadfast and immovable. And one of the ways to find your mana is to learn about your history, to learn about your culture, and also understand your genealogy. So that's what I've been saying to our young people, that they can do using this theme about strengthening the post of your house for all to thrive.
For you, how does practicing and speaking Samoan and learning more about your culture strengthen your identity and well-being?
Because then you begin to understand the experience, the history, and know that we come from a point of strength. And you recognize, see, the Pacific history is oral history. And so when you understand the oral history, which is contained in poetry, in songs, in oratory, you begin to understand the depth of those words and understand the meaning that when our ancestors traversed the vast Pacific Ocean, they took with them their language, their spirituality, their knowledge of the environment, but also food. And that pattern has remained for thousands of years, even when you look to more recent contemporary history. So understanding that history gives you a clear sense of who you are, a sense of your identity and where you belong and the role that you play in your family, in your community, and the country that we now call home, Aotearoa New Zealand.
And why is it important for our country as a whole to have a week dedicated to a language?
I think it's really important because we've got to recognise that whilst that New Zealand is a Pacific nation, first and foremost. Secondly, we are inspired by Te Riti o Waitangi and Māori's experience and the history that strengthens New Zealand. Thirdly, I think we have a growing Pacific population, one of the youngest youth population in all population cohorts in New Zealand. That's a population that will shape the future workforce of Aotearoa New Zealand, and we've got to empower them. But if the final point I'd make is if you look internationally to Europe, to Asia, these are countries which are more wealthier than New Zealand, but they're also countries that have always for a long, long time recognized the value and power and the diversity of languages. They see it as a competitive advantage in the learnings of young people. And there is international evidence that shows that when young people learn about their heritage language, they are actually in a far greater position to also excel in academic achievement. And I'd just say, Manuia le vai aso le ngana Samoa, Have a great Samoan Language Week 2021.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.